All right, so can we move on to 9.1?
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Okay, so this is to set a public hearing for November 18th, 2025 at 4 p.m. at our room 2001 South State Street, room N1110, to receive public comment on proposed granting of a perpetual right-of-way easement to Rocky Mountain Power across a portion of real property owned by Salt Lake County, located approximately 1300 West and 300 North, Salt Lake City, Utah, for a purchase price of $306,000. So I guess I need a...
I'd make that motion.
Okay, motion. Motion and a second. All in favor, set the public hearing. Please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, moving on. So pending legislative business, this is 10.1, consideration of a resolution setting forth maximum operational capacity for the Salt Lake County Jail. It has me as the presenter. Is there anything I need to present? You guys saw it. I mean, it's
the same information that the sheriff had presented earlier. Yeah. Okay. And the resolution restates that.
Okay, great. Any questions?
I would just say thank you for your work on this, and I'll move approval of it.
Okay.
I'm happy to second.
Motion and a second to approve item 10.1. Everyone in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that passes. Thank you. 10.2, this is consideration of a formal initiation of land use ordinance amendment. Presenter Zach Shaw, Deputy District Attorney, and Woodward, MSD Senior Planner. Woodward?
Curtis Woodward.
Okay.
Hi. Good afternoon, Curtis Woodward with the Municipal Services District. I will just preface this by saying, if you've read the staff report and it's clear enough to you and you're ready to make a vote, I will spare you the agony of listening to me. But if you'd like me to discuss this, I will.
What do you guys want? Quick summary?
Motion to approve.
Second.
I think if you can just say real quickly what it does, at least for the public. I mean, okay.
Yes, this is to clarify some ambiguity in the Foothills and Canyons overlay zone regarding what's termed a approved forest management program for removing trees on private property. So the ordinance just needs to be clarified.
Okay. All right, so.
And this motion would send it to the Planning Commission, give staff direction, work with the Planning Commissions to bring back ultimately a recommendation to the council.
Great, okay, so I have a motion. Did I have a second?
I have a second. Yeah. You, you have many.
Everyone in favor? Kirby? What?
Sheldon made the motion.
I made the motion. I know you have faith in first.
Okay, second, and all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, moving on.
I don't know.
Consideration of a resolution of the Salt Lake County Council designating November 7th, 2025 as Victims of Communism Remembrance Day. This is Carlos and Councilmember Stringham. Over to you.
Madam Chair, I understand that this is their presentation, but I actually believe that this resolution is in violation of both the First Amendment of the United States of America and Article 1 of the Utah Constitution, and therefore should not be a resolution that we should vote on. The First Amendment plainly forbids the government for compelling speech. Communism is not a political issue for any relevance to Salt Lake County. Utah is clearly a market-driven state. There are clearly two dominant function political parties in Utah and in America, not one. I believe that the government should provide services to our valuable citizens and not be compelling speech, as is against the Constitution of both the United States of America and Utah.
Okay. Carlos?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I want to be this very short because it's time to go home. But for me and millions of people, this is very important. I'm deeply honored to present this resolution designating November 7, 2025 as a Victim of Communism Remembrance Day in our county. This is not just a date of the calendar. It's a solemn commitment to truth, to memory, and to defend of freedom. In 1991, the United States Congress unanimous passed resolution to honor those who suffered under communism regimes and to educate future generations about their crimes. More than 100 million people have died worldwide as victims of communist oppression through executions, forced labor, famine, imprisonment, and exile. Each number represents a human life destroyed by a system that promises equality but delivers only misery and fear. For me, this is not a distant history. I stand here as a political asylee, someone who has lived under a socialist regime and witnessed firsthand how it crushes hope, silence truth, and punish those who dare to think freely. I know the cause of speaking your mind, the fear of losing everything, even your family, for the simple act of believing in liberty. That is why this resolution matters, because while the world changed, the lie of communism remains the same, and we must never allow them to take root again. A recent survey showed that 60% of youth Americans have a positive view of socialism and 34% of communism. This should not anger us, but it should awake us. It tells us that education, honest, unfiltered education, is urgently needed. We owe it to our youth to teach them that communism truly means the loss of faith, of freedom, of dignity, and of life itself. With this resolution, the Salt Lake County Council affirmed that no ideology can justify the violation of human rights. We stand of solidarity with all those, with all who have suffered under authoritarian regime and with those who still do today. Let this Remembrance Day be a time for reflection and renewal, a day to honor the victims, to listen to survivors, and to remind ourselves that freedom is never free. As someone who has lived without freedom, I can tell you, liberty is precious beyond words, and it's our duty as citizens, as leaders, as Americans, to protect it for generations to come. Thank you. And by the way, when you are seeking political asylum and any kind of immigration status, in all the interviews, they ask you if you are part of the Communist Party or if you are part of the communist movement in the United States. That's why for me and for many millions of people, it's very important, especially in this time where we see the increasing of communist ideas in our country.
Again, I move to object. This resolution is against the Utah Constitution and the United States Constitution. If this resolution passed, Salt Lake County would be compelling speech, which is against the Constitution. This motion should be tabled for further legal investigation.
Madam Chair, by the way, the state of Utah already passed a resolution.
And I do have a second.
Just two years ago, about this resolution.
Mitch, can you give an analysis on this, perhaps?
So the attorney's office has reviewed this resolution and advised as to form and legality. My reading of it is that if the council were to enact this resolution, it would do three things. First, it would designate November 7th, 2025 as Victims of Communism Remembrance Day in Salt Lake County. Second, it would ask that the clerk transmit a copy of the resolution to the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation in Washington, D.C., and make this designation publicly available on our website. And third, it would encourage residents, along with all civic, educational, faith institutions, to, quote, honor the memory of those who suffered and perished under communist regimes, and to foster greater understanding of the history, consequences of communism in defense of human rights, liberty, and the dignity of all people. Council Member Pinckney, like any member of the council, I think has the ability to interpret the Constitution and to, have, as a member of a legislative body, their particular point of view about what the Constitution means. I would say from a First Amendment perspective, this would be the council exercising its legislative voice, which is a form of government as a speaker, to take a policy stance on this particular issue. I don't quite follow where we would be compelling members of the public to speak in a particular way, but that's the basic analysis that I would provide to you. I don't know if the DA's office has any additional comments.
Similar to what Mitch has just indicated in reading the last line in the third element of the resolution, it speaks in terms of encouragement. There's no compulsion. Individuals are free to follow the encouragement as to disregard it. So I like Mitch, do not see that it's a violation of either the state or federal constitution.
Okay, so I guess we need a vote on this, so we'll do a roll call.
Can we clarify what is the motion? Or is it?
Well, right now the motion, I believe from Councilmember Pinckney, is to table this item.
Who was the second?
Is that what you want to do?
You don't second it?
Yes,
Okay, so motion and a second to table the resolution.
Yeah, pending more further investigation if it violates Article 1 of the Utah Constitution and the United States Constitution.
Okay, let's do a roll call.
Councilmember Harrison?
No.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Moreno?
No.
Councilmember Pinckney?
Yes.
Councilmember Romero?
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart?
No.
Councilmember Stringham?
No.
Councilmember Winder Newton? Councilmember Theodore?
No.
Okay, so we won't table it, so now we need to go to...
Motion approved.
And I'll second.
Motion and a second to approve the resolution. Let's do another roll call, I guess.
I'm sorry, who made the motion?
Sheldon.
And then Sheldon. Lori was the second.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Councilmember Harrison?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
No.
Councilmember Moreno?
Yes.
Councilmember Pinckney?
Yes.
Councilmember Romero?
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart?
Yes.
Councilmember Stringham?
Yes.
Councilmember Winder Newton?
Yes.
Councilmember Theodore?
Yes. Okay, that passes. So moving on, so another proclamation. So this one is a proclamation of the Salt Lake County Mayor and Salt Lake County Council honoring His Holiness the Dalai Lama's 90th birthday, Year of Compassion, and Day of Compassion. Year of Compassion and Day of Compassion. So who is reading this? Is it you? Yay, thank you.
Yes, it is. And I want to say what great bookends, I would hope, for our day. We opened in celebration and recognition of our veterans with those wonderful children. I hope we can uniformly recognize the goodness of the Dalai Lama. So with that, I am will soon be offering a joint resolution. Or proclamation, rather. So Salt Lake County, whereas His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama, Tenzin Gyatso, has dedicated his life to promoting peace, compassion, love, inner happiness, mindfulness, forgiveness, and humanity. And whereas His Holiness the Dalai Lama, by shared wisdom through words and action, and earning worldwide recognition as a tireless advocate for human rights, democracy, religious freedom, and environmental protection. And whereas His Holiness the Dalai Lama was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1989 for his steadfast commitment to nonviolence and dialogue in resolving conflicts, particularly in advocating for the rights and freedoms of the Tibetan people. And whereas His Holiness the Dalai Lama is committed to talking about the importance of human values and regularly advocates for happiness, harmony, hope, and emphasizing the value of Indian heritage, reminding everyone to be kind whenever possible. It's always possible. And whereas the Salt Lake County Mayor and Salt Lake County Council stand united in support of human rights, religious freedoms, and the self-determination of peoples, including the right of the Tibetan people to preserve their religious and cultural heritage from political interference. And now, therefore, I, the Salt Lake County Mayor and the Salt Lake County Council, do hereby honor the life and legacy of His Holiness, the 14th Dalai Lama, and acknowledge the period from July 6, 2025 through July 5, 2026 as a year of compassion in honor of his 90th birthday, and proclaim November 5, 2025 as the Day of Compassion in Salt Lake County. His Holiness the Dalai Lama's 90th birthday, year of compassion, and a day of compassion.
Okay,
Thank you very much.
Very cool. All right, thank you. Fun fact, I got to see the Dalai Lama in 2016, I believe, somewhere. Yeah, it was a long time ago, but it was
yeah, great. Another fun fact, I traveled to Dharamsala in the 90s. I was working for Congress at the time. My dad was asked, Ted Wilson, to take the invitation to His Holiness to come and speak in Utah, which he later did. He's been here twice since that time. I left Dharamsala, his home, to go see the Taj Mahal. It was a tough choice. I kind of regret it because the Taj Mahal will be there, I hope, forever. And, you know, at 90 years old, I'm not sure I'll have the chance to meet him directly. But Dharamsala, India, the home of the it's the refugee site of the Tibetan people and their government, the home of the Dalai Lama, pretty special place. So, yeah,
well, thank you.
That's awesome. Anyway, I do think this is an important message, and we did have a tough day. And the bookends of compassion and remembering what we stand united, I think, are really important, especially that we can have peaceful dialogue and work through some tough stuff. So anyway, a happy election night, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right.
It is that, right?
Got
less than 2 hours till polls close.
We'll do that. Thank you much. Okay, so other business is just 13-1, which is cancellation of November 11th, 2025, County Council meeting and observance of the Veterans Day holiday. And I will say, I mean, got to talk about your program this morning, but it was really nice. I know we have a motion in a second. You guys want to go, but and then we are doing Operation Greenlight here, so which is really cool. So I know we were encouraged by. Awesome. You wore your green. So, okay. So motion and second to cancel the November 11th. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Aye. Okay. And then
just say something.
You bet. Real quick.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to get a chance. I appreciate Sheldon wasn't able to join us earlier this morning, and I know he really wanted to be there, and I just was grateful for his support of putting that together and the staff that put it together, and I want to make an official recognition in our current meeting that a lot of work went into this morning, and the children who were here that put in all the time and effort to get the songs down and do what they do. For those who are here, they have invited us to join them on their actual program next Monday. There's flyers back on both sides that you can pick up that will give you the information on where and when. But you are welcome to come and join the school and celebrate Veterans Day with the school next Monday.
Can I also just take a quick comment?
Yes.
I know that I brought this up last year, or maybe it was at the beginning of the year, and I just appreciate us taking and respecting our veterans with this significant kind of movement. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Thank you, everyone. Thanks for being here. Thanks for your time, and we'll adjourn. Have a good night.